Today's daf is Zvachim daf lamed zayin. We are beginning the fourth parak of Masechta Zvachim. So we are in daf lamed vavim base at the very beginning of the parak. Beishami omrim kolam nitanan al mizbeach achitzon shenasim matana achas kiper. Any matnas dam that you do on the mizbeach achitzon, where you do only one matnas dam, where you do only one zrik of dam, it's going to be mechaper. Even though most of the time on the mizbeach achitzon, you need shtei matanos shein arba. You're going to need two shtei matanos shein arba means on the two corners that splatter across two sides. If you throw it at a corner, each zrika splatters across two sides of the mizbeach. So if you throw it at two opposite corners, you'll end up hitting all four sides of the mizbeach. So even though most of the time that's what you need shtayim shein arba, if you do matana achas, it's still going to be mechaper. Ubechatos shtei matanos, and by carbon chatos two matanos. By chatos it's matnas etzba mamish. Rashi points out by carbon chatos it's not a zrika. You literally take with the finger and place it on the mizbeach. Ubeisilal omrim av chatos shnasan matana achas kiper. Now even by carbon chatos a matana achas is still going to be mechaper lefichach. Now what does it matter? Obviously it matters to know what's kasher b'diavad, but still what are the ramifications of this? Im nasa nesarishona ketikna veshashniya chutzlas mana. Let's say you did the first matana properly, and the next matnas dam you did with having a machshava of chutzlas mana. So does that make the carbon pigle? So the halacha is kiper. No, it's still going to be mechaper. The carbon is still going to work. Im nasa nesarishona chutzlas mana veshashniya chutzlas mekoma pigle v'chayav nalav kares. If you did the first matnas dam with a machshava of chutzlas mana, and then the next matnas dam with a machshava of so normally, a machshava chutz l'mekoma on one of the avodos is going to preclude the possibility of pigle on this animal because it's not karav matir k'mitzvaso. But if you say that the second matnas dam is not ma'akev, it's only the first matnas dam that's ma'akev, so the second matnas dam is not halachically significant in terms of determining its pigle or pasul status. So therefore, if you did the first one with machshava's pigle and then the second one with machshava's pasul, the carbon is going to be pigle. And if you do the first one with machshava's kosher and the second one with machshava's pigle, the carbon is kosher. Kol ani tarnal mizbeach apnimi shem chisra achas min amatanos ki ilu lo kiper. And but when it comes to the mizbeach apnimi, then the rule is if you're chaser any of those matanos, then it's not going to be mechaper at all. The Gemara is going to derive this from a brisa. Rashi points out lefichach, and therefore since all of the matanos are ma'akev, nasan kulan kitiknan va'acha shalo kitikna psula vein bakares. If you do everything else right, but you do one of them not kitikna, one of them not exactly right with machshava's pasul, so they're all going to be pasul and they're not going to be chayv kares. If you look at Rashi on that last lefichach, says Rashi lefichach hoil v'kulon matiros, since all of them are matir, no single one of them could be singled out as the one that is matir. All of them are matir. Ein zu materis below zu. They each need each other also in order to be matir. The ein zu mifagelis below zu. And if each one needs the other one to be matir, each one also needs the other one to be pigle. So when our Mishnah says that you have one bad machshava by one of those matnos dam, and the other ones you're not having a bad machshava, that it's going to be possible, it means A, that it's going to be pasul and not kosher, but also that it's going to be pasul and not pigle. Because you need all four to be done right in order for it to be kosher. You need all four to be done with the machshavas chutzlas mano in order to be pigle. So in that sense, it's also kosher velo, it's also pasul velo pigle. V'imnasan kulan kitikna b'shtika, v'acha shalo kitikna. If you did all of them but one correctly, kigon shenasan machshavas chutzlas mekomo o chutzlas mano, the one you have a machshava of either chutz mechama or chutz zmano, pasul, then it's going to be pasul shlo nita brishonos, because it did not become mutter with the first ones. The ein bo kares she'ena achrona mefagalto, and there's no kares because the last one is not going to be mefagel. The chesaver ein mefaglin bechatzi matir. Since all of them together are viewed as a matir, and the rule is the halacha is you can't be mefagel bechatzi matir, that a half of a matir is never enough to cause pigle. So therefore you can't cause pigle. A pigle will not be caused with uh, with the uh, with with one of the matnos dam having a machshava chutzlus mano alone. That's the rule. Now there is a chakir in the achronim. Even though we say danim and nitanim al gabi mizbeach hachitzon are not ma'akev the kapara, and if you do matana achas, it's mechaper. You don't need all of the matnos dam to be mechaper. The first half of the Mishnah, all of the other matanos are only lemitzvah. The achronim still have the following chakira. Regarding these four matnos dam, do we say that all the matnos dam are one mitzvah and they're really all one mitzvah, or do we say shekol matan dam, each and every matan dam is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and if you don't do all of them, you still did some mitzvah? So that's the chakira. The Sfas Emes and the Mikdash David assume that in regards to ki mitzvahs matnas arba, the matanos are not ma'akev ze in terms of the mitzvah. Now in terms of the matir, we said, okay, so with one, you're mechaper. In terms of the mitzvah, they also assume that they're not ma'akev each other, that you do the first matnas dam, that too is a ki mitzvah of matnas dam. In Chidush Rabbi Yalev and in Chazon Yecheskel, they write that it's all one mitzvah. And if you don't have enough dam, could do all arba matanos, so then you should not just do matana achas, which is you should do only the matana achas, because that's the one that's ma'akev, that's the one that's mechaper. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. We have a brisa. We said at the beginning of the Mishnah that when it comes to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, even if you do only one matana, that is going to be enough to be mechaper, even though normally what's required is shtayim shein arba, still it's going to be enough with matana achas. So says the brisa, how do I know that's true? Tamalomar v'dam zvachecha yishafeich, because the pasuk says v'dam zvachecha yishafeich, that you should spill out the blood of the carbon. Rashi says shvicha is mashma achas. The word shvicha sounds that it means one. Delok siv saviv. It doesn't say around. Around would imply that it's got to be shtayim shein arba, but it says shvicha, so that implies only one. So frek the Gemara v'hayla hachiyuda asa. Is that what v'damz v'chech yishafeich is coming to teach me, that a matana achas is going to be enough to be mechaper? So don't we use v'damz v'chech yishafeich for something else? Now the Gemara is going to present throughout the course of this sugya three alternatives for what v'damz v'chech yishafeich might be coming to teach me, other than the idea that it's that matana achas is good enough on the mizbeach hachitzon. So says the Gemara right off the bat. Right of the Haimi Bailil Khitanya, don't we already need the Dams Vachhi Shafeh for the following Braisa? Me Nayin Lakala Dam Shatun Matan Damli Yasod. How do I know that all blood requires Matan Damli Yasod? All blood requires that you place blood, as Rashi says, Shakaldam Shakalkum Shatun Matan Damli Yasod means Imnishar Min Hadam Bekli La Achar Sazarak Shte Matanosav. If there's still blood left over in the Kli after you were Zorek, two of the Matanos Dam, that you did the proper Zrikos Hadam, there's still some blood left, Shetzarech L'Shavchal L'Yisod, that blood has to be poured into the Yisod. V'afal pi shalonemar Shvicha Shirayim El B'Chatas, even though it doesn't say Shvicha Shirayim, except for by the Karban Chatas. Still, you see, that even though it only says it in one place in the Torah, we still say that it's true of Kol Adamim, of all of the Karbanos, that whatever Shirayim you have, it should be placed in the by the Yisod HaMizbeach. How do I know that that's true, that there is this din of Shvicha Shirayim into the Yisod by all the other Karbanos? Tam Lomar, V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech. Pasuk says, V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech. So you see from there that you have to pour the Shirayim into the Yisod. So how can you learn from V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech that a Matana Achas is enough to be Mechaper? We already use it to teach us that you have to pour the Shirayim into the Yisod. Says Gemara, Nafka Lemid Rebbe. Maybe we derive the idea that you have to pour the Shirayim into the Yisod from Rebbe. Titanya, Rebbe Omar, V'anisha B'dam Yimtza, that whatever is left over from the Dam whatever is left over, imatzei, whatever is left over from the dam, you should squeeze out. By the Korban Chatos, there's an additional requirement. Aside from the blood being thrown, you have to squeeze out a little extra blood. She'ein tam lomer bidam, umat tam lomer bidam, because the Pasuk didn't have to say bidam. Why does it have to say vanishar bidam, right? So, l'fisha lolamanu, elini tan matan dal, shetun matan dam liyasod. Shar dam minayin, because I would only know about those that are that require matan dal, that you need to there is an idea of pouring the shirayim out into the yisod. How do I know by all other kabbanos as well that there's still a din of pouring the blood into the yisod? Tam lomar vanisha b'dam yimatzei shein tam lom b'dam matam lom b'dam. Didn't have to say the word b'dam. Limit al kol adam shetun matan dam liyisod. So it's from there that we know that all the damim, that all different kinds of kabbanos require shvicha shirayim liyisod. That's the source of the limud, and the source is not v'dam zvachach yishafeich, and therefore we still have v'dam zvachach yishafeich open to teach us that that matana achas and zvachach achitzon is mechaper. Good. So that is the so now we're good. Now we understand that v'dam zvachach yishafeich is used for what we want it to be used for. But the Gemara still has two more challenges in its arsenal. So we're not yet out of the woods, but we'll see soon. Rashi writes over here, if you look at on minayin lekal dam shetun matan dam liyisod tam lom v'dam zvachach yishafeich. So Rashi says minayin shekal dam shel kol harkabanos shetun matan dam liyisod im nishar min adam bekli la'achar shezorik shtei matanosav im nishar adam min akli. If there is some blood left in the kli after you do the two matanos. Good, that's the Lashon of Rashi. The Achronim point out that you could be medayik from Rashi the following. The Ma'oros HaGra, he quotes here in the Be'er Yadav and in the Sfas Emes, and medayik the following from Rashi, that there's no chiv on the Zorek to actually be to actually leave dam in the kli in order to be able to fulfill shvicha shirayim, in order to have the leftovers with which to pour into the yisod. No, it's only im nishar dam bekli. If there happens to be some blood left over in the kli, then there's a mitzvah to be shofrich to the yisod. However, there are rishonim such as Tosos later on in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis that hold that it's a chiyuv on the zorek to not throw it all, but to leave some for the shvicha shirayim into the yisod. And some rishonim are mechalek between some karbanos and other karbanos. Karban chatos, where it says beferish the idea of throwing the dam into the yisod, so maybe there it's incumbent upon the kohen to actually leave some of the dam in order to fulfill the shvicha shirayim. But by the other Kabanos, which we're only learning from an extra riboy over here, from Bidav in the Gemara, an extra riboy, maybe the Shvicha Shirayim in the Yisod is not something that you have to make sure happens, it's just that if you have some leftover dam. So that's how some of the Rishonim are Mechalek. The Achronim point out that the Yisod Hanidon, the real issue over here, Chidusha Bar Yaleib, he points out that the real issue over here is if the Chiv on the Zorek, the real issue of whether there's a Chiv on the Zorek to leave over dam in the Kli, or it's only if it happens to be left over, he has to then pour it into the Yisod, is what is the Yisod Mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim? What is the idea of this mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim? Is it a chiv on the karban, that a karban as is requires, just as it requires rikas adam, so too requires shvicha shirayim? It's one of the things you need to do with the karban. And granted, shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev the karban. It's not going to be something that if you fail to do will ruin the karban. It's not like zrika in that regard. It's not as strong as zrika, but it's in the same basic category of one of the avodas you do with the karban. It's still chovas hakarban, and therefore you should make sure you do it. Or maybe no, it's not a chiv on the karban, it's a chiv on the dam hanishar, that the dam hanishar requires shvicha liyisod. The leftover blood is going to require shvicha liyisod. And that's not a kiyum in the karban per se, it's a din in remaining blood. So the Rishonim that hold that it's a chiv on the zorek to leave dam bekli in order to do shvicha shirayim, they must hold it's a chiv on the karban. So if it's chiv on the karban, you got to make sure you do it. So in order to be mekayim this chiyuv, make sure you leave blood in the kli. But the Rishonim that hold that you don't need to leave any blood in the kli for shvicha shirayim, they hold it's not a chiyuv in the karban. It's a chiyuv in the dam. So long as you don't have any dam, there's no chiyuv to take place. So you have no requirement to go out of your way to create the chiyuv. The chiyuv is only there if there happens to be leftover dam. So, okay, back in the Gemara now. So the Gemara again had said that we use the pasuk v'dam zvachecha yishafech to teach me that on the mizbeach achitzon a single matnas dam is enough to be mechaper. Even though you really need more, a single matnas dam is enough to be mechaper. Frek the Gemara, is that what the pasuk is used for? So now challenge number two, v'akati, first one line v'akati, about 10 lines down, v'akati, lahach yudasa. Still, is that what the pasuk is coming to teach me? Mi bailei l'chadita. Don't we need the pasuk for what it teaches me in the following brisa? Now, zrika and shvicha are two very different things, right? Zrika is throwing the dam, shvicha is pouring the dam. How do I know that if those things that you're supposed to do zrika on, if you do shvicha on them, meaning if you stand right next to the yisod and you're shofech the dam, so how do I know that you're going to be yotze? If you look at Rashi, minayin l'tan b'zrika kol hadam shekasa ben zrika kagon ola shlamim asham d'chsivu v'zarku. It says beferish by those karbonos that you have to be zorek ubechar d'chsiv beves damam tizrok the kol zrika me rachok mashma. Zrika is defined as from some distance. Shezorik min akli lemizbeach lemeirachuk. You throw from the kli to the mizbeach from some distance. Shvicha means you're standing right by the yisod and you're pouring onto the mizbeach. Very big difference between zrika versus shvicha. So the Brisa says, how do I know that if you're supposed to throw it from a distance and instead you pour it, you're still yotze? Tamlomer. V'dam zvachecha yishafech. It's this pasuk of v'dam zvachecha yishafech from which we derive that din. So don't you see that we already use v'dam zvachecha yishafech to tell me that shficha works b'makom zrika, and therefore v'dam zvachecha yishafech should not be available to teach me what we wanted it to teach me, which is in the mizbeach achitzon v'atana achas is mechaper. And says the Gemara, no, savor like Rabbi Akiva. It could be that we hold like Rabbi Akiva, damar lo zrika b'chal shficha v'lo shficha b'chal zrika. Zrika and shficha are not the same, and one is not yotzei zrika by doing shficha, nor shficha by doing zrika. That's Rabbi Akiva shita. Does Rabbi Akiva ever say it? Not exactly, but he says something close. The Tanan, because you have a Mishnah that says as follows: Birich birchas haPesach pater shel zevach. If a person makes a bracha on the carbon Pesach, he paters the zevach. What's the zevach? So what's the carbon that's brought along with the carbon Pesach? It's the chagigas yudalit, right? If a person brings carbon Pesach and he has too many people register on the carbon Pesach for everyone to satiate themselves with the basra that Pesach, so you need to bring chagigas yudalit so everyone could fill their stomachs a little bit with some other meat in order that the carbon Pesach should be nechal ala sova. Let's say you made a bracha on the Pesach. What brachas are we talking about? So Rashi points out, it says in the Tosefta Pesachim, on the Karban Pesach, we're not talking about the Shechita of the Karban Pesach. That's just all a Shechita. There's no special bracha, the Shechita. It's a Pesach Shechita. So this, right? That probably, I would assume, I'm not sure about that, but I would assume it's still the generic bracha of all a Shechita. We're talking about the bracha of the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. Tosefta says, when you eat a Karban Pesach, you say, Baruch HaShem Kishon Mitzvot Sitzvanu, Lechol HaPesach. And on the Zevach, he says, Asher Kishon Mitzvot Sitzvanu, Lechol Es HaZevach. So this Mishnah says, if you make a bracha, Lechol HaPesach, that bracha works as your birchas mitzvah on the chagiga as well. Shel zevach lo patar as a pesach. But if you make a bracha on the chagiga, it's not going to exempt the karm pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel shita. What's behind that shita? So this is critical. Says Rashi, the kasal daitach b'psachim nami hachim v'arish. And this is the way we explain the mesach p'sachim. The kasavah Rabbi Shmuel zrika b'chal shvicha. It all goes back to whether zrika is considered to be. A kiyum of shvicha. Kedama le'el, minayin l'nitanu b'zrika, nitanu b'shvicha yatsa. Or rather the other way around, whether shvicha is considered to be a kiyum of zrika. Hilkach matan dam shlamim shekasa b'zrika, b'chal matan dam pesach shekasa b'shvicha. Here's the key chilek. When it comes to the chagiga, the Torah says you have to do zrika. When it comes to the carbon pesach, the Torah says you have to do shvicha. Kedama, come on. So v'chibirei chala pesach, when you make the bracha on the carbon that requires shvicha, that exempts the zevach. Why? Shazevach b'chal pesach. because the Zevach is included in the same category as Pesach. So how related Shvicha and Zrika are to each other relates to whether the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Achila of the Karban for one will cover the Achila of the other. But for sure, if you mevarich on the Zevach, it doesn't part of the Pesach, because we never find that something that requires Shvicha, you could do Zrika and be Yotzei. The only issue is the opposite. Something that requires Zrika, Shvicha might be enough to be Yotzei. So if you make a bracha on the Shvicha, that might include Zrika as well. You make a bracha on the Pesach, that might include the Chagig as well. The reverse is never going to be true. But that's Rabbi Shmuel's point of view. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lozu patarzu, lozu patarzu. No, neither one could ever exempt the other one. No birchas mitzvah on the Pesach is going to exempt the Birchas HaMitzvah V'Achilas HaZevach. Why? They're two totally different Kabbalahs. So what do you see Rabbi Kiva holds? That we don't hold that there's a relationship between Shvicha and Zrika. And therefore, if the Torah says you need to be Zorik Dam of a Karban, you better not be Shofich the Dam of that Karban, because it's not going to work. So how does that help us? Because we initially challenged, we said, how can you use Dam Zvachecha Yishafech to tell me that Matanacha Asan Mizbechach Yitzon Mechaper? Don't we already need Dam Zvachecha Yishafech to tell me that that if you are shofech that which needs to be nizrak, that you're yotzei? So we're saying, no, Rabbi Akiva holds that that's not true. That if you're shofech that which needs to be nizrak, you are not yotzei. So we hold like Rabbi Akiva, and that's why v'dam zvachachi shofech is wide open to darshin that a mizbeach achitzon matanachas is enough to be. Is enough to be mechaper. Now, Maseches Pesachim is clear that there is no lechachila to nitanim bezrika b'shvicha. It's only din b'diavad. Meaning, lechachila, you're not allowed to do this. Even if you hold that you're allowed to, like Rabbi Shmuel, that you're allowed to be shofech that which is supposed to be nizrak, it's only that you're allowed to. It's not like lechachila where we assume, oh, shvicha is for sure better. It's a better form of putting blood on the mizbeach. And the Torah is telling me even zrika is allowed by certain kamar. No. When the Torah says Zrika, it means Zrika. B'dieved, you yotzei with Shvicha. Why is that so? So the Brisker Rav has two explanations in the name of his father. One, he says in the name of Reb Chaim, if you place the dam with Zrika, you need to do Shtei Matana Shena Arba. But when if you don't do Zrika, you only do Shvicha, then it only requires Matana Achas. So you see now why there's not going to be a Lechadchila to do Shvicha, because if you're doing Shvicha, it turns out you're being Mevatel the mitzvah of Shtei Matana Shen Arba, because Shvicha, by definition, always requires Matana Achas, and there's always an idea of trying to do, of when the Torah says Zrika, it's telling me that really there's a Lechadchila of doing Shtayim Shein Arba. That's why Lechadchila, we don't allow Shvicha. The Brisker Rav points out that based on that idea, we could be Miyashi V'stir in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Bechoros Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, when it comes to the hakrava of a bechor, writes Zorken es damo umaktire murav, that we're zorik the damo umaktire murim, and he writes Kates and Maisa Bechor va Maiser. In Maiser Kabanos Perek Tes Halacha Fei, he says, well, how do we do this? Kates and Maisa Bechor va Maiser va Pesach. He says, after we're Zorik the Dam. So it's Mefurish in the Rambam that the Matan Dam of the Bukhar is Bizrika. He uses the term Zrika, not Shvicha. And yet, in Hilchos Maaser Kabbanos, Perkei Halachi Yitzayin, the Rambam writes, Bukhar, Maaser and Pesach, Dam Kol Echon Mehen, Ton Matana Achas, Be Shvicha. He talks about the same Kabbanos, and he says to do Shvicha. So the Rambam says to himself, but according to Reb Chaim, it's not a problem, because that which is nitana b'zrika shenasan b'shvicha yoyotzei. It's only that by karbanos that have several matnos dam, like a karban ola, asham, and shlamim, those kinds of karbanos, that there's a lechachila to do zrika, and it's only a b'diavad to do shvicha. But what about those karbanos that say zrika, but even lechachila there is no din of matan dalid or shtayim shein dalid? So then there's no reason to require to say zrika is any better than shvicha. The whole lundus of why shvicha. Of why Zrika is better than Shvicha is because there are more matnos dam, but that's only by those kabanos where there actually are more matnos dam, like by the shlamim, like by the ola, asham, and shlamim. But by Meiser and Pesach, where even the chalchila, there's only a din of matan achas. So that's why the Rambam says that you could do the Shvicha even as the chalchila dafka by those kabanos. That's one way the Brisker Rav has of explaining this din in the name of his father, in the name of Reb Chaim. The other way he says is that there are some several Rishonim that hold, as we pointed out before, that there's a mitzvah on the guy being Zorik the Dam to leave some blood in the kli for Shvicha Shirayim. By Shvicha, you're mevatel that mitzvah, because by Shvicha, you pour it all out. It's only by Zrika that you're going to you throw some and you leave some in the kli. But by Shvicha, you're not going to be doing that, and therefore that's why it's preferable. Even though Shvicha is kosher, it's preferable to Zrika. If you hold like that group of Rishonim, that it's preferable to leave some dam in the kli. That's the second explanation Brisker Rav has in the name of Reb Chaim. But we mentioned over here the idea of making a bracha, that a bracha on one carbon is going to pater the other carbon, but not the bracha on the shechita, the avodah, the bracha on eating the carbon Pesach is going to pater the chagiga. Now, very pashut question some of the Rishonim and Achronim ask. When do you eat a carbon Pesach? When do you eat a carbon chagiga? What was the purpose of this chagiga sidalid? It was to fill your stomach up a little bit before the carbon Pesach. So what are we talking about? You make a bracha on the achila of the carbon Pesach, that's going to pater the chagiga. By the time you're making the bracha on the achila of the carbon Pesach, hopefully you already ate the chagiga. So what's going on over here? Ein maftir nachar Pesach hafikomun, right? We're all familiar with that rule. So the Pesach is at the end of the meal. So how could that be that you're then gonna be mevarich on the zevach? It's already too late to be mevarich on the zevach by the time you're eating the korban Pesach. So, and even if you forgot to be mevarich on the zevach originally, the birchas Pesach shouldn't pater the birchas zevach, because birchas mitzvahs always have to be over las yasan. So you missed it. If you already finished the zevach, too late. You missed out on the zevach. Over las yasan. So the Arz Ruah says, what you see from here is a raya to my shita, that if someone does a mitzvah and he forgot to make a bracha, and he didn't make the bracha before doing it, he can still make the bracha after doing the mitzvah. That's the shita of the Arz Ruah. The Maram Chalava proves from this submission the other way. He says, no. Not, he says, the Arz Ruah that he refuses to accept, that idea that you can make a bracha after the mitzvah is over. That can't be. So he says, what must the halacha be that we misunderstand Achilas Korban Pesach? Yes, Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Havikomen. You have to have the Korban Pesach be the last thing you eat. It doesn't say it can't also be the first thing you eat. Just that it has to be the last thing you eat. So he says, no, you have a little bit of Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal, and then finish it up at the end of the meal. But the bracha that you're going to make could even be at the beginning of the meal, because that's when you're really beginning to eat the Korban Pesach. That's the sheet of the Maram Chalava. Now, this shita of the Arz Ruah is obviously not widely accepted. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, Per Gimel, Halach Chav Gimel, that if a person is Mekadesh an Isha, whether he does it himself, whether he does it through Shliach, he has to make a bracha before the Kiddushin, and then be Mekadesh, and just like by every mitzvah, the Rambam understands that Birch Sarasin is a Birch Mitzvah, and the Rambam writes, Vim Kiddush Velo Birech, Lo Yevarech Achar HaKiddushin, Shezu Bracha Levatala. If you were Mekadesh and you didn't make a bracha, too late. It's a bracha Levatala. So the Rambam holds, and that's the way Rov Rishonim assume, that by a Birch Mitzvah, if you missed out, so there's no making it up, it's a bracha Levatala. Okay, there's a lot more here, I just realized what time it is, so let's get moving. So says the Gemara, Akati Lahach Yudah Asa, still, is the pasuk of Adam's Vechech Yishafech really coming to teach me that a matan achas on the Mizbech Achiton is mechaper? Don't we already need it? Me by Leil Chedanya. Third challenge of what we need for Adam's Vechech Yishafech to teach me. We need it for the following. Rabbi Shmuel, Lom Mitok Shemar Ach B'chor Shor B'chor Kesef B'chor Reis V'gomer Lom Manu L'B'chor Shetol Matan Dom V'Emurim L'Gabe Mizbech. We see by a B'chor that you need Matan Dom V'Emurim by the Mizbech. Meiser Pesach Minayin. How do I know that it's true of Meiser and Pesach as well? Tam Lomar V'dam Zvechecha Yishafech. That pasuk is what teaches me that you need matan dam ve'emurim by Meiser and Pesach. So how can that pasuk be free to teach me that matan achas on the mizbech chiton is mechaper? So some like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, maybe we hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer damo lo ne'emar ela damam. It doesn't say damo, it says damam. Chalbon lo ne'emar ela chalbam. Limin al b'chor Meiser and Pesach shetan matan dam ve'emurim l'gam mizbech. That's where we learn that b'chor Meiser and Pesach needs matan dam ve'emurim l'gam mizbech, and therefore that frees up to use it for what we wanted to use it for, that a matana achas is mechaper on the mizbeach hachitzon. For Rabbi Shmuel, haikra mapikle lahachi umapikle lahachi. Wait a second, that puts Rabbi Shmuel in an odd position, because it turns out Rabbi Shmuel is using the pasuk for two different things. And if you look at Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel, haikra dividams vechachi shafech mapikle lahachi ulahachi bitmiya. One thing, Rabbi Shmuel already used Dams Vachach Yishafech to tell me that which is nitan bezrika, can that which requires zrika, you could do shvicha. And that was number one. That was our first challenge, right? That you could the second challenge. That which you could that which it says zrika by, you could do shvicha. Al kach Rabbi Akiva lo asya, because he doesn't go like Rabbi Akiva. Dimkein amai ein pasach poter es hazevach. Because if he held like Rabbi Akiva, then he would have held like Rabbi Akiva. If he held that about the shvicha and the zrika, that they're unrelated, and that shvicha you can't be yotzei zrika, then he would have held a different shita in regards to the brachos on the karbanos. Ho shalom chal pesach v'inami sfir like Rabbi Akiva pesach bezrika Rabbi Yossi aglili kolshkein deshneim potrin ze v'kadosh lusul the pesach the b'shvicha. Bottom line is it turns out that Rabbi Shmuel is also using damz v'chachi shafeich for a second drasha. So how could it possibly be that Rabbi Shmuel uses damz v'chachi shafeich for two drashas? Says Gemara, trei tanai alibid Rabbi Shmuel. It must be that there are two tanaim within Rabbi Shmuel of what he actually uses v'damz v'chachi shafeich to teach me. Says the Gemara, bishlam al Rabbi Shmuel demukam lakulei b'b'char. I understand very well according to Rabbi Shmuel who learns matan Pesach from damz v'chachi shafeich, and the lashon rabim of damam and chalbam is all about b'char, right? So I understand very well. Haynu d'chsiv u'b'saram yelach. That's why it says u'b'saram yelach, because it's about Pesach and b'char. It's about b'char. El Rabbi Yosi d'muki le'nami b'maiser u'pesach. Maiser u'pesach b'ilamach lilei. But according to Rabbi Yosi, who says that the pasuk is talking about maiser and Pesach, so maiser and Pesach, the halacha is not that it goes to Aro, not that as the pasuk says that it should go b'sar mi'alach to the Kohen. No, the basar should go to the Bailim. The Bailim are the ones that are supposed to eat it. So mayu b'sar mi'alach. What does b'sar mi'alach mean? That it should go to the Kohanim? It doesn't go to the Kohanim by the Pesach. By Maiser, the Bailim eat it. So echatam ve'echad balmum. What it's coming to teach me is that really the Lashon Rabbim that the pasuk says is not talking about different types of b'choros. That it's all from the rather it's coming to teach me both tam that both tam and balmum that's the lashon rabbim. If you look at Rashi in the bottom, mayu b'saram de kamalei rachmana la aron. So mishani the Gemara answers echad tam vechad balmum. Kolomar li olam lashon rabbim de nakar krakama lav amine. Lav aminei de becharos, that the aminei becharos, it's not going on the minei becharos kai, the kulan belashon chad bechar mapiklu. We could all have it belashon in one lashon of bechar. V'damam v'chelbam l'rabos, maiser and pesach. Damam and chelbam are in fact coming to include maiser and pesach. The lashon rabim de besaram, the lashon rabim of besaram abechor kai, is then going to on bechor. Velo ashloshes mine bechor dekra, and it's not going on the three types of bechor in the pasuk. The tema de chelbam v'damim nami alayu kai, to say that it's going on the chelv and the dam of the bechor. Ela abechor dechad mina nami shayich lememer ubesaram atem ubalmum atam ubalmum. Even though it's a lashon rabim, it could be talking about one type of bechor, but it's lashon rabim, one for tam, one for balmum. Limeid al bechor balmum shenitin lekohen, and that teaches us it's all about bechor. That a bechor balmum is given to a kohen. Shalom etzinu lo bekol haTorah kula, which we don't find in kol haTorah kula. For Rabbi Shmuel nafkalei milchayyeh de seifa, and Rabbi Shmuel will learn that same din from the chayyeh that it says in the seifa that shokayimin lechayyeh. Bishlam the Rabbi Yosi Aglili Demukle Nami b'Maaser Pesach. So says the Gemara now the reverse. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the pasuk is also talking about Maaser and Pesach. Haynu d'chsiv lo sifte kodesh heim kraven ve'in tumurasim kraven. We darshin that the carbon itself can be nikrav, but not the tumura. The tanan tumuras bechor u'Maaser. When it comes to tumura of bechor u'Maaser, hein uvladan uvlad vladan, they their offsprings atzov kol olam, and the offspring. Offspring, etc. Harei hein kibucharu meiser, have the din of bucharu meiser in a certain sense that they're not nifta with a mum to have kedusha fall on the maos, but it's not literally like a bucharu meiser, and it's not actually nikrav. It's just that Rashi says lo kibucharu meiser lekarev elu yochlu bailim b'mum. It's just that the bailim could eat a b'mum. So v'yochlu b'muman lebailim, that they have a din of bucharu meiser that they could be eaten b'mumon l'baylum. When they have a mum that can be eaten by the baylum. Utna and Amar Rabbi Yeshua, and we also learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says, Shamati shetmuras pesach kreva, tmuras pesach eina kreva. He says, I heard that a Tzmuras Pesach can be Nikrav, and I also heard a Tzmuras Pesach cannot be Nikrav. Ve'elin the Farish, and I have no idea what that means. Which is it? Can a Tzmuras Pesach be Nikrav or not be Nikrav? Rashi, or which kind of Tzmuras Pesach can be Nikrav, which can't be? So Rashi points out, Rashi fills in the end of the sentence. Ve'elin the Farish, he kreva ve'helo kreva, ve'kaimlan the Tzmuras Shehemir bo achara Pesach, kreva, the tmura shlamim hi. If you only did the tmura, you only did the exchange after Pesach was over, then it has a din of a tmura shlamim and it can be nikrav. V'shemer bo kodem zman lo karva the tmura sapesach hi. But if it was before the zman, it can't be nikrav because then it still has the din of a tmura sapesach. So that's all if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. El Rabbi Shmuel, the mukalei kuli b'bechar, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the whole Pesach is talking about a bechar, maiser pesach lo kreva tmura sam ninale, how does he know that maiser pesach you can't bring the tmura? So he says, Meiser gamar evra evra mibuchar Pesach bedyak sivbei kesev tam lomer im kesev l'rabos tmuras Pesach achra Pesach shetakariv shlamim. So we have a drasha to teach me. By Meiser we learn evra evra from Bechar. We learn it out from Bechar. By Pesach it says kesev. Why does it have to say im kesev? To tell me tmuras Pesach after Pesach is over, has a din of a tmur shlamim, can be nikrav. Yochel af lefnei Pesach kein. I might think the same might be true before Pesach. Tamil Amr hu. That's why it says hu. So bottom line is, we're able to derive both Pesach and Meiser from other sources. We don't need the Pasuk itself to be talking about Bechar, Pesach, and Meiser. It can be talking about only about Bechar. We'll learn the din of Tamur only about Bechar, and then from Meiser, we'll learn from Bechar, Pesach, we have a separate drasha. V'kol hanach tanai demafki le'lahai dams v'chachi yishafeich l'drasha achrina. So what do we keep on doing? Let's backtrack a second. We started the day. We started the Gemara by saying, how do I know that in the Mizbeach Achitza, when you do Matanachas, that it's Mechaper? So we said, well, Damz V'chach Yishafeich. And we kept on challenging. But wait a second, I need Damz V'chach Yishafeich. Teach me A, B, and C. Teach me this, that, and the other thing. And at each step we said, well, that's only if you hold like that Shita. But we hold like a different Shita that learns A, B, and C from other sources, and therefore Damz V'chach Yishafeich is open. Okay, but what if you actually hold like the Shitos that use Damz V'chach Yishafeich for A, B, or C, for any of the other halachas that we held? Then where are you going to know the din that Matanachas and the Mizbeach Achiton is Mechaber? So all those Tanoim, the Mafkile Lahai Damz V'chach Yishafeich, the Drush Achrina, who used Damz V'chach Yishafeich to teach me other drushos, Haikol and Itanon Mizbeach Achiton, Shinosa Matanachas, Shekiper Minalu. So all these things that, how do we know that on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, even though it requires Shtayim Shein Arba, that if you do a single Matnas Dam, that it's going to be kosher? So, Savri Luka Beis Hillel, Damri Av Chatas Shnosan Matana Achas Kiper, V'Alfinu Kulu Michatas. So it must be that they hold like Beis Hillel, that even a Karban Chatas, which Beis Hillel has drashas from Pasuk, that even a Karban Chatas, that Nasr Matana Achas is Mechaper, and therefore they derive everything from Karban Chatas. Now, obviously, the next step is figure out how does Beis Hillel know that about a Karban Chatas. Right? That was in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said that Beis Shammai held that even though we hold normally Matana Achas is enough to be Mechaper, not by a Karban Chatas, not enough by a Karban Chatas. So Beis Shammai obviously can't learn it from a Karban Chatas. Beis Shammai needs to learn it from Damz V'chach Yishafeich. But Beis Hillel holds, no, even by a Karban Chatas, Matnas Dam Achas, one Matnas Dam on the Mizbeach Chiton is going to be enough to be Mechaper. According to Beis Hillel, then, you could say every other Karban is derived from a Karban Chatas. The only thing we still need to clarify is what's Beis Hillel's source that a Karban Chatas, Matan Achas, is going to be good enough. That we haven't gotten to yet. Okay, we have 2 minutes, let's go a little bit further. V'achatas Shtei Matanos, Karban Chatas requires Shtei Matanos, according to Beis Shammai, right? According to Beis Shammai, Matan Achas is not going to do it. Amar Afunu, my time to Beis Shammai. Where does Beis Shammai get their din from? So this is it. Here's the step. So Karnos, Karnos, Karnos. It says Karnos 3 times, and the way to pronounce it all 3 times is in the plural. Karnos, Karnos, Karnos. So Hare Kan Shesh. 3 times plural. 3 times 2 is 6. So Arba L'mitzvah Shtayim Nake. That's to tell you that the mitzvah, you should do 4 Matnas Dam of Karban Chatas. Ma'akev, only 2. But not 1, 2. You need a minimum of 2. Beis Hillel says, no, you have to look at how it's spelled. Karnas is singular, Karnos the third time it's spelled plural. Harekan Arba, so add all that together, singular plus plural plus two is four. So Shalosh L'mitzvah, that's to tell me that three is L'mitzvah, the L'chadchila V'achas La'akev, and one is Ma'akev. I V'emakulu L'mitzvah, maybe he's coming to tell me that you need four L'mitzvah, but nothing is Ma'akev, that even if you do no manas nam, it's fine. Kapar B'kdi L'ashkechan, you never find that you get kapar for nothing. Vibayisim, another possibility, Hanan time of the Beis Hillel holds as follows. Ahani Mikra Vahani Misoris. He's not sure whether we should go after the pronunciation or the spelling. One tells me four, one tells me six. So he says, you know what, we'll compromise. Ahani Mikra Litzvi Chada Vahani Misoris Litzvi Chada leaves you with five Matnos Dam. Why five? Four Matnos Dam are the mitzvah, but only one is going to be Ma'akev. That's the source for Beis Hillel. Okay, but Shem will pick up tomorrow from there, and Yeshem the Mikra, Yeshem the Misoris.